All right, let's continue. So the remainder of this session is actually a special session dedicated to geocoding. And I don't know if there are people here who don't know what geocoding is, but basically that is the part where you take an address and get a coordinate in the world back. And basically you have two forms of geocoding. So you either use it for searching or sometimes looking up address lists, which is very popular with companies, for example, to know where their customers are. And of course, the other part of geocoding, which is important, is reverse geocoding, which means you have a place in the world and want to know where actually you are. And this is a lot of tracking companies are using this to see where their customers, their tracks for their cars, for example, are. And the thing with geocoding is, in theory, it should be really easy. I mean, you take some data, you look where it is, you compute an address of it. I mean, OSM has a lot of data about that. And then you build a little interface and just get a query in, and out comes the whatever you want, either the coordinate or the address. The reality is that with OSM data, this is really difficult. And this is why we actually have, right now, only one geocoder, which actually, well, is kind of working for large data, and that's Nominatim. And it's actually nice because it works for the whole world. It can update minutely, so it's always up to date with the OSM data. But the price for this is that actually it's kind of a one-size-fits-all solution. So what it's doing is actually for addresses, it just finds the administrative boundaries and creates a hierarchy, and then just as an address prints out the entire hierarchy. And for most of you, you realize, okay, that's somehow working, but it's not what you're used to do in your country. And of course, the same is for searching. If you then search for the data, actually Nominatim expects that you actually use the format it has formatted its addresses in. And that means the things you normally do, like using abbreviations, everything, it doesn't really work. And I'm actually very happy to see that there has been a lot of development in the last year or so. And with this session, we're going to see three new approaches to geocoding, which actually really try to look into this localization problem. And, oh, no, what's there? So the three sessions are, actually we start with Gary Gale from OpenCageData, who is going to talk about how to actually combine different geocoders.